1. You hear a man talking about a childhood holiday.
We lived in London, but our grandparents lived in Wales, and we all went to stay with them one holiday, my parents and my brother. Wales is absolutely beautiful, but the weather's never that great, which meant that I got really rather bored. Each day, we'd plan an activity like swimming in a mountain stream or playing cricket in the garden, and each day we'd have to do something else instead when the clouds rolled in off the sea. My brother was in a permanently bad mood, arguing the whole time with my parents about everything. I took no notice of him, just his age, I guess. We lived in London, but our grandparents lived in Wales, and we all went to stay with them one holiday, my parents and my brother. Wales is absolutely beautiful, but the weather's never that great, which meant that I got really rather bored. Each day, we'd plan an activity like swimming in a mountain stream or playing cricket in the garden, and each day we'd have to do something else instead when the clouds rolled in off the sea. My brother was in a permanently bad mood, arguing the whole time with my parents about everything. I took no notice of him, just his age, I guess.
2. You hear part of an interview with a novelist.
Your books are usually described as romantic novels, but they're grounded in the real world.
I like to think so. The people and the events I describe could have happened in the way that I present them to my readers. I stop short of claiming that they did, but I'd say they're true to life.
Nice distinction.
I put in little touches of history, passing references to famous events, to give a sort of flavour of the past. I work hard to make sure it all fits together, calculating in advance what'll happen when X meets Y for the first time, how X should react to what Y does or whatever.
Your books are usually described as romantic novels, but they're grounded in the real world.
I like to think so. The people and the events I describe could have happened in the way that I present them to my readers. I stop short of claiming that they did, but I'd say they're true to life.
Nice distinction.
I put in little touches of history, passing references to famous events, to give a sort of flavour of the past. I work hard to make sure it all fits together, calculating in advance what'll happen when X meets Y for the first time, how X should react to what Y does or whatever.
3. You hear two characters in a soap opera.
Well, I study all day, you know, so that means I'm just stuck in front of a computer screen, staring.
Yes, the modern world isn't really what our bodies were designed for. I don't think in your case that your sight's got any worse since I last saw you.
Oh, that's good, because I always think it's a family problem. We're all the same, my parents, both my sisters, all in glasses.
Yes, to some extent, short sight's something that we inherit. But as I say, I don't think we need to change your prescription at this point. But make sure you take regular breaks from the computer, won't you?
Sure. Well, I study all day, you know, so that means I'm just stuck in front of a computer screen, staring.
Yes, the modern world isn't really what our bodies were designed for. I don't think in your case that your sight's got any worse since I last saw you.
Oh, that's good, because I always think it's a family problem. We're all the same, my parents, both my sisters, all in glasses.
Yes, to some extent, short sight's something that we inherit. But as I say, I don't think we need to change your prescription at this point. But make sure you take regular breaks from the computer, won't you?
Sure.
4. You hear part of an interview with a teenage celebrity chef.
So was it always your ambition to become a chef?
I started cooking as a kid. I used to take the school bus home, and my stop was in front of this amazing pizza parlor. It always smelled real good, but I only had enough money for the bus. So I'd go home, find a recipe, and make pizza from scratch. The dough, the sauce, everything. Those early pizzas usually tasted great, but one time, my dad cracked a tooth on the crust. You live and learn. I used to read cookbooks out loud constantly to my parents like they were comic books. Food was just always my thing.
So was it always your ambition to become a chef?
I started cooking as a kid. I used to take the school bus home, and my stop was in front of this amazing pizza parlor. It always smelled real good, but I only had enough money for the bus. So I'd go home, find a recipe, and make pizza from scratch. The dough, the sauce, everything. Those early pizzas usually tasted great, but one time, my dad cracked a tooth on the crust. You live and learn. I used to read cookbooks out loud constantly to my parents like they were comic books. Food was just always my thing.
5. You overhear a conversation in a cinema.
Well, at least you're here now.
Yes, though I thought I wouldn't be able to get in at one point. I just feel I've been very careless. I still don't remember actually dropping it, but obviously I must have.
Anyway, don't worry about it now.
I suppose it slipped out of my bag earlier, when it started raining and I was looking for my umbrella. I was more concerned about not getting wet than about where I was going. I think the man who checks them on the door thought I was making up some story.
At least you had the money to get another one.
But it was so embarrassing.
Well, at least you're here now.
Yes, though I thought I wouldn't be able to get in at one point. I just feel I've been very careless. I still don't remember actually dropping it, but obviously I must have.
Anyway, don't worry about it now.
I suppose it slipped out of my bag earlier, when it started raining and I was looking for my umbrella. I was more concerned about not getting wet than about where I was going. I think the man who checks them on the door thought I was making up some story.
At least you had the money to get another one.
But it was so embarrassing.
6. You hear part of an interview with a young businessman.
Here with me in the studio today is Ken Brunswick, one of the city's most successful businessmen and one of the youngest. Ken, welcome and thanks for agreeing to come and talk to us today.
It's a pleasure. You know, I don't often agree to do interviews. It's not that I don't like them, and anyway, I feel I ought to give them. But they do take it out of me, actually. I find them exhausting. I know it may sound a bit silly, but I'm so concerned not to just repeat the same ideas each time that I really do lots of preparation. So they're quite hard work.
Here with me in the studio today is Ken Brunswick, one of the city's most successful businessmen and one of the youngest. Ken, welcome and thanks for agreeing to come and talk to us today.
It's a pleasure. You know, I don't often agree to do interviews. It's not that I don't like them, and anyway, I feel I ought to give them. But they do take it out of me, actually. I find them exhausting. I know it may sound a bit silly, but I'm so concerned not to just repeat the same ideas each time that I really do lots of preparation. So they're quite hard work.
7. You hear a girl talking about a school visit to a recording studio.
It was an awesome experience visiting the recording studios. First of all, somebody talked us through all the technical stuff, which some of the boys found really interesting, but it didn't mean much to me. When the band turned up, they were really surprised to meet us because nobody had warned them, but they were okay about it, though they didn't have that much to say about what it's like being in a band. Then we actually saw a song being recorded, which made the biggest impression on me because it was nothing like I thought it'd be, actually. It took ages because they kept stopping and starting. I never realised that. It was an awesome experience visiting the recording studios. First of all, somebody talked us through all the technical stuff, which some of the boys found really interesting, but it didn't mean much to me. When the band turned up, they were really surprised to meet us, because nobody had warned them, but they were okay about it, though they didn't have that much to say about what it's like being in a band. Then, we actually saw a song being recorded, which made the biggest impression on me because it was nothing like I thought it'd be, actually. It took ages because they kept stopping and starting. I never realised that.
8. You hear part of an interview with a teenager about health and fitness.
Do you have a tip for how to fit exercise into your life? How do you do it?
I don't really consider what I do exercise, but I try to not make exercising a chore. I call it me time, time to think. I walk with my mom sometimes. I may run if I feel like it, dance like nobody's watching, bike, hike, or swim. It's just 30 minutes to myself. I make space for it, and I think everybody owes themselves at least that long each day. How you spend it is your thing. And I also do yoga about 3 times a week for about 20 minutes.
Do you have a tip for how to fit exercise into your life? How do you do it?
I don't really consider what I do exercise, but I try to not make exercising a chore. I call it me time, time to think. I walk with my mom sometimes. I may run if I feel like it, dance like nobody's watching, bike, hike, or swim. It's just 30 minutes to myself. I make space for it, and I think everybody owes themselves at least that long each day. How you spend it is your thing. And I also do yoga about 3 times a week for about 20 minutes.